You are listening to KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. Pat Tillman was a great football player at Arizona State who went on to an NFL career somewhat improbably as a seventh-round draft pick of the Arizona Cardinals. But Tillman became an American symbol of courage and sacrifice when he gave up a multi-million dollar contract to enlist as an Army Ranger following the terrorist attacks of September 11th of 2001. NFL Films and the NFL Network have produced a new documentary about Tillman for their series of Football Life. It premieres this week, Friday night, on NFL Network. And one of the film's producers, Paul Minuski, joins us for a few minutes. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How do you approach telling the story of someone who was a good football player, but not necessarily incredibly impactful on the field, but whose effect was really felt because of off-field courage, leadership, unselfishness, that kind of thing?
That's a very excellent question. This is our fifth season of A Football Life, and pretty much every one of our other subjects, football thing in their life, and it's easy to tell their story by showing their football plays. With Pat, really what we were trying to do was use his football and his football highlights to showcase sort of what kind of person he was, what kind of person, what kind of teammate, what kind of friend. And, you know, really the passion that he displayed for football was just symbolic of what he showed for the other aspects of his life.
And what were the challenges in finding some old tape, frankly, of Pat Tillman talking? There was even sort of a joke that runs through at some part of the film where he would just sort of say whatever, and you'd see the reporter get a look on his face when Pat said a four-letter word on live TV. How many interviews did he actually do over the course of his life?
It wasn't that much. You know, he only played 60 games in the NFL, and for three of those years, those Cardinal teams weren't great. And he wasn't a starter for a couple of those years as well. So it's not like there are tons of interviews. We didn't have any interviews in NFL Films. Luckily, there were some stations in Arizona that had done just a few interviews of him, and the Arizona Cardinals as a team had done two interviews of him. One of them has never been seen before that we were able to get and use for the film.
Now, recently, my wife, who is not a football fan, happened to be at the gym and caught a Football Life of Joe Namath. And Joe Namath is a legend for many reasons. And he, off the field, had a lot of stories about him, but most of them were sort of, oh, the old playboy from the 60s, that sort of thing. Again, can you contrast a little bit when you have someone that people are almost, even if there's other stuff going on in Joe Namath's life post-football, people sort of think of him as a fun, sort of out there character, whereas Pat Tillman was maybe more buttoned down. Is that a challenge as a filmmaker too?
Yes, no, absolutely. And the big thing, you know, I have a big white dry erase board in my office, and me and Steve Menzel, who was my co-producer on the film, the big thing that we tried to do, and what's in big letters on this board, is humanize him. And, you know, everybody knows about all the monuments and jerseys retired and statues of Pat Tillman. But the biggest thing for us was to humanize him and to make him and make the people that watch the film really feel like this wasn't just a guy in a uniform, be it military or football, but this was a real person who had real things happen to him in his life. And I think that was the biggest challenge and the biggest thing that we tried to do throughout the whole entire film was to humanize Pat and show the personal side of him.
Was it more daunting in the sense that a lot of people who know Pat Tillman know him for what he did off the field and not on the field?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, and unlike these other football lives, like Joe Namath, like you said, you're the one that your wife watched, you know, he won Super Bowl III, and you know that moment's going to be in the film. Pat didn't really have those tentpole moments that we like to say in his professional career. He had a couple great games at Arizona State, and there was that great 1996 team for Arizona State that we highlighted in the film, but that was hard for us. And what Steve and I did, we had to go through every game he ever played and really look for just little moments where he shined that might not be plays that go down in NFL history as these great plays, but plays that Pat really did his job and did it well that we wanted to put in the film.
It's KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix talking with Paul Minuski. He's one of the producers of the NFL Network and NFL Films, A Football Life. This one features Pat Tillman. It premieres later this week on the NFL Network. Paul, did it feel like former teammates were eager and even comfortable talking about him? I mean, did they want to relate those positive memories, or for some, was there pain involved? I imagine with some of these films you have maybe 15, 20 people who are sort of lined up to want to talk about him. Did people want to talk about Pat?
No, absolutely. And, you know, more with the teammates, especially and some of his former coaches from Arizona State and from the Cardinals, they were really happy to talk about his football stuff and to talk about him at practice and the type of guy he was, and, you know, all of them going out. It was with the family that, you know, they got a little bit more emotional because of everything that happened to him after his death and the tragic way what happened with the government that to his teammates, they were very, very eager, and we felt bad because there were a lot of guys that originally we had reached out to that we sort of had to pare down our list that we weren't able to get them in the show, but there were a lot of teammates from Arizona State and the Arizona Cardinals that we could have put in the show that we just didn't have time to get to.
There's one moment that really stood out to me that I wasn't aware of, that right after 9/11, it's related by former Cardinals quarterback Dave Brown, that following 9/11, the team sort of took a vote as to whether to play. And Tillman was the only one who thought they should. What did that teach you about him? And how did that story affect hearing that?
The biggest part, like, we had to cut it out of the film for time, but originally he had said, absolutely not, we're not going to play. And then he came back the next day, and in typical Pat fashion, he thought about it. He contemplated what his viewpoint was, and then he came back and said, no, we need to play this game. And really what I learned throughout this whole process is just, and it sort of changed me as a person, was just Pat's way of seeing an issue, thinking about an issue, debating an issue with somebody, whether right or wrong, just debating, having an open debate and an open dialogue with people to try to either convince him or for him to convince them what his viewpoint was. And this was the same thing after 9/11, that he thought that they should play. And there were 55 guys on the team, like you said, 54 said no, and Pat wanted to play, and that was just his belief. And it really showed, even at a young age, how strong he was in his convictions, but yet open to other people's ideas is a very powerful thing.
Well, Paul, that being said then, how important was football to Pat Tillman based on the people you spoke to, and how much of it was just part of how he challenged himself in many ways to be great?
Yeah, you know, I go back and forth on that. I think he really did love football, and I think he loved the mental aspect of it. You know, nobody, his whole career, in every stage of his life, whether it was high school, college, or the pros, everybody told him that there's no way you can make it. There's no way you're going to be able to make it in high school or college, or you know, there's no way you're going to be able to be a professional football player. So I think you're right. I think the challenge aspect of it he really liked. But I really think from talking to his coaches, we had a great story that we couldn't put in the film too, that when he was a rookie, they gave him the playbook. The Cardinals gave him the whole playbook. And the next day he came in and he went to the coach and he knocked on the door and he handed the book to the coach and he said, there are three mistakes in here. And the coach said, well, what are you talking about? He said, well, there are three mistakes. You have two typos here and this play is labeled wrong. And the coaches didn't even realize that. So I think that the mental aspect of the game, I think he really enjoyed.
Paul, really briefly, we've got about a minute left, and I don't want to put you on the spot here, but, you know, based on the Colin Kaepernick controversy about whether to stand for the national anthem or not, how do you think Pat would land on that one?
Well, I feel like I wish that he was here to say that. Just my opinion, I think that he would be supportive of what he was doing, and I think he'd love to have a debate, and anything that opened up discussion, I think Pat would be really, really involved in and really be a part of.
Do you think Pat Tillman belongs in the Hall of Fame?
You know, it's tough. As a player, I don't know. As a person, absolutely. If there's any Hall of Fame that Pat Tillman doesn't belong, I'd like to see what that is. If you're just talking about personal side and what he did as a person and as a human and as an American.
Paul Manusky, one of the co-producers of the new NFL Films and NFL Network production of Football Life. This one is about Pat Tillman and it premieres later this week. Paul, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.